Welcome to Wilderness Life, Legends of Fauna, a mini podcast series that revolve around the stories that portray animals in a sense of awe and admiration and fear for some. These stories help us find out whether these may have affected and molded the modern world treatment of animals. Without much ado, I present to you Vishal and Shashwat, your hosts for Legend of Fauna. So, let's dive in.
Hey, and welcome back to Wilderness Life's proud production, Legends of Fauna. I am Vishal.
And I am Shashwat. And our episode for the day is The Tale of Whales.
Whales are huge aquatic mammals and over the years have gathered all sorts of reputations. What we will determine by the end of this episode is that whether Norway and Japan's annual whaling festival is truly an attempt of keeping themselves warm in the winters, or the behavior could have been rooted in the legends of Icelanders and communities that came face to face with whales more often than others. Today, the blue whales are the largest known aquatic animals and probably mammals too. The reason I use the word known is that, well, the oceans are huge and as humans, I don't think we explored a lot of it. But in all seriousness, the oceans have been a topic of discussion for years and years on end. There have been stories of the great kraken that lies asleep at the bottom of the ocean, or the Loch Ness monster from the Scottish folklore, and even the great vicious sea monsters the sailors would often talk about, and the deceptive sirens that would lure the sailors in the darkest, deepest parts of the oceans. These mythologies have been covered in great length through cinematic time, some close to reality and some with added spices. But regardless, oceans have had their fair share of attention both in mythology and in modern times. The most commonly known species of whales is probably the blue whale, and probably the killer whales, thanks to SeaWorld and other aquatic zoos. Well, there are two types of whales. The toothed whales that include whales such as the killer whale that feast on other bigger mammals like sharks, seals, and sometimes other whales. And the baleen whales that include the great blue whale that feast on smaller fish such as squids and the likes. Some other whales include sperm whales, beluga whales, humpback whales, sea whales, North Atlantic right whales, and the list is long. In fact, Whales and Dolphins Conservation Society, WDCS, not only are whales and dolphins conscious, but that they often live in complex communities, that they are capable of experiencing a range of emotions, and that they are sentient and sapient beings.
What exactly does sentient and sapient beings mean?
Sentient means having the capability of perceiving things as they are, and sapient means wise or having the capability to acquire knowledge. So what could have possibly happened that justifies whaling?
Well, they are found in almost all mythologies. They have featured in Abrahamic mythology as the vessel that delivered the message of how much God loves us by swallowing the prophet Jonah. It's an interesting but confusing story. In the bibliography, a story of Jonah and the whale depicts a man who chose not to heed God's warning and decided to do the opposite of what God told him to do, by traveling across the ocean to a place called Nineveh to preach these wicked men and women. God saw Jonah on the ship and sent a great whale to swallow him. As a lesson, Jonah went through stormy times as he thought of himself and not the people of Nineveh. The God's lesson was, all beings are treasured in the eyes of God, whether they see him or not. While in Norse mythology, whales have been called by the name of Lyngbakur. The story here is also interesting. The tale is about a whale who disguises himself as an island, and when the crew of ship lands, the whale goes underwater, drowning the crew with him. This was reported in the Orvar Oddr saga. Our Orvar Oddr and his crew were sailing southwesterly through the Greenland Sea in vengeance against the troll Ogmundur Floki. The deck officer, Vignir, knew this area would be dangerous and made Oddr agree to sail the ship on the next dusk, to which Oddr requested Vignir to advise him. As they sailed, they spotted two rocks which rose out of the water. The presence of these rocks puzzled Oddr. Later, they passed by a large island covered in heather. Curious, Odhr made up his mind to turn back and send 5 men to check out the island. But as they approached where the island had been before, they saw that it and the 2 rocks next to it had vanished. Vignir explained to Odhr that had they landed sooner, the crew would have surely drowned. The rocks and the island must have been the 2 sea monsters, Lingvakr, which is the greatest whale in the world, and Hafgufa, who bore all the monsters in the sea. The rocks had surely been the nose of Hafgufa, and the island was Lingvakr. And Ögmundr had surely summoned the beast to kill Odhr and his men. In Icelandic sagas also, whales have played a huge role. Often when the fishermen went out on their smaller boats and encountered creatures bigger than they could imagine, they often ascribed them to good and evil. The old Icelanders were no different. They have a whole array of stories revolving around good whales and bad whales. The evil whales had the propensity to swallow boat and men, appreciating human flesh. After having such a meal, they would not leave the area for a year or longer. During that time, the fishermen had to go to different areas to fish. Being out in the ocean, it would bring bad luck to talk about the whales. Some of their stories included a man who threw a stone at a fin whale and hit the blowhole, causing the whale to burst. This deed was condemned and the man was told not to go to the sea for 20 years. In the 19th year, he could no longer resist the desire to return to the sea and he went fishing. A whale came and killed him. It is said that whales can forgive a crime, but only if it has been properly atoned for. Another story from the saga was about Snorri Sturluson's Heimskringla, to have been sent there by a Danish king who was angry because the Icelanders had made libelous verse about him. He considered sending an army to Iceland, but first he sent a magician disguised as a whale to spy for him. The journey was fruitless because everywhere the magician was frustrated by the country's guardian spirits. In a more modern take on the Iceland's old sagas, sailors would often make these stories. The bull's whale received its name due to the noise he created while blowing, which sounded like the roar of a bull. It is said that once a cow ran into the ocean after she had heard the noise and was never to be seen again. The bottlenose dolphins, they are the strongest of the whales, were fast and furious. They were said to attack other whales and seals and everything within reach. They could jump straight out of the water, so high that one could see both the sun and the mountains appearing underneath them. To keep them away, a balloon or a barrel was thrown into the water, which would keep them busy until either the balloon or the barrel would burst, or the dolphins themselves. The shell whale or the barnacle whale was covered with seashells. It was anxious to smash the boats and ships with its fluke and flippers. The lingback, the biggest of all whales, looked like an island when seen from above, since its back was covered with lings. The sword whale chased the boats and exterminated them. It had a very high but thin dorsal fin looking like a sword, and it would use it to hit the surface to cause high waves. The gnar whale would love to eat the remains of men which had died in the ocean. The blue whale, the big protector of the fishing boats, did scare away all the wicked whales. By encircling the boat 3 consecutive times, it indicated the approach of danger. It happened that the blue whale tried to chase away the evil whales, even if they were superior in number. Though if there were more than 3, the blue whale would explode, dragging the others to death.
I remember something from Hindu mythology. One of Lord Vishnu's incarnations was the great fish Matsyavatar. Matsyavatar was taken to save the world from drowning, something similar to the biblical story of Noah. Specifically, I don't think there ever was a mention of whales in either of the books or Puranas for Hinduism. In many other mythologies, such as Egyptian and African mythologies, whales had played a significant role. Like the East African mythology talks about King Suleimani and his lesson of humility that was taught by a god who transformed himself into a whale, and the great pharaohs of Egypt were often compared to the great whales for their vast base of knowledge and worldly wisdom. whales also later became the inspiration for novels like Sinbad the Sailor and Adventures of Pinocchio. Over the years, whales have shifted from abundant in the ocean to endangered due to an activity widely known as whaling. Whaling is the activity of fishing and killing whales for their meat. Whaling as a practice has been around for years. Every year near the winters, the sea around Norway and Iceland has a whale bloodbath. The clear blue waters turned into blood red waters and a massacre of land of thousands of innocent whales as the people hunt them down in the preparation for winters. Whale meat is not only a delicacy in Norway and Iceland winters, but also in Japan. Norway actually became the highest killer of whales last year, leaving Japan on number two. It could well be possible that the sagas that was once taught and passed down to generations so that sailors were careful on the sea and there could be some kind of explanation for these humongous creatures would have instilled so much fear in the sailors that something started as self-defense soon turned into a massacre festival. This could be one of the theories. If we look at the scientific angle, whaling is mostly about making money off whale meat and parts. They have oil, blubber and cartilage are used in pharmaceuticals and health supplements. Whale meat is even used in pet food or served to tourists as a traditional dish. Every year, over 1,000 whales are killed in the name of whaling. These creatures are simply magnificent, and it is terribly awful to see them meet their ends like this. Maybe these practices did emerge with fear just down the line, and through the generations, their reasons faded away.
That's all for today, folks. We hope you enjoyed listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Please leave us a message telling us what you feel about our podcast, and we promise to revert back as always. Till then, stay tuned for our next episode and stay safe and stay wild.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You will find us in your playlist every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. If you like Wilderness Lives, Legend of Fauna, please like, subscribe and share with your friends and family. You can also visit our website www.thewildernesslife.com to know more about us. Or you can always follow our official Instagram and Facebook pages @wilderness_life. Or register to our Medium publication, The Wilderness Life, to keep updated with our work. See you guys soon with yet another episode.